The United States Supreme Court on Wednesday heard arguments in an important case on affirmative action at universities. Affirmative action is the practice of improving educational opportunities for members of groups that were not treated fairly in the past because of race, gender, or other factors. This case is debating whether race-based affirmative action at universities is legal under the U.S. Constitution. During oral arguments on the case Wednesday, Justice Antonin Scalia questioned the benefit of admitting more African American students to elite colleges. He went on to say that most black scientists in this country have come from lesser schools where they don't feel that they're being pushed ahead in classes that are too fast for them. His comments sent social media into a heated debate. The editor of Essence magazine tweeted, "If I listened to hashtag Scalia, I never would have applied to and graduated from 2 Ivy League schools. This level of ignorance is dangerous." At the same time hashtag Scalia trended on Twitter in the United States, hashtag 13th Amendment was also a trending topic. The U.S. marked the 150th anniversary of the ratification of the 13th Amendment with a ceremony Wednesday at the Capitol Building. The 13th Amendment formally abolished slavery. Twitter user SojoChick wrote, "I saw hashtag 13th Amendment and Scalia trending and figured Scalia wants to repeal it. Turns out, not that far off." Yesterday, the Philadelphia Daily News compared Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler. Now, British author J.K. Rowling has compared Trump to her character, Voldemort, in Harry Potter. She posted on Twitter, "How horrible! Voldemort was nowhere near as bad." Trump said earlier this week he would ban all Muslims from entering the United States to protect the country from terrorist attacks. American and world leaders have criticized Trump's statement. Rowling's post has been retweeted over 180,000 times. An online petition to block Trump from entering the United Kingdom has been signed more than 200,000 times since Tuesday. And a university in Scotland revoked the honorary degree it awarded Trump in 2010. Robert Gordon University posted on Facebook Wednesday that Trump has made a number of statements that are wholly incompatible with the university's values. The Scottish government also stripped Trump from his title as Global Scot Ambassador for promoting Scottish business. Trump's mother was Scottish. After the announcements, Scotland trended on Facebook Wednesday. Time magazine announced that German Chancellor Angela Merkel is its 2015 Person of the Year. Time praised the German leader for her leadership during the Greek debt crisis and the arrival of immigrants from Syria and the Middle East to Europe. Merkel is the first woman in 29 years to earn the Person of the Year title. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.